We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Mem Gimel. We said that this halacha is based on two chapters of Likutei Moran so far. The main chapter was 215 in the first half of Likutei Moran, and in addition, the last few pages have also been focusing a lot on chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of Rotzoin, his Galus HaRotzoin, Rotzoin, and we spoke about the Kriya Shema at length so far, about the fact that the Shema, when we say the Kriya Shema, that's called Emunas HaRotzoin. That's the declaration of faith, where a Jew really declares his faith in Hashem Echod, Hashem is one, and that Hashem is the one who controls, who created and controls everything in all the worlds according to his Rotzoin. Everything happening is according to the Rotzoin of Hashem, the will of Hashem. Hashem is not forced and not controlled in any way by nature or anything else. Rather, everything is based on the Rotzoin of Hashem. In this next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify, he's going to take the Kriya Shema, the three sections of Kriya Shema, and show us what role each one of those three sections plays in this concept of Rotzoin, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about it over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. That's a long chapter, and it's a little complicated. We'll try to do everything we can to bring in what's necessary so people can get a clear picture. But remember, what he's doing here is taking the three parshiyos of the Shema and showing us how all of them are tied into this inyan of Emunas HaRotzoin, corresponding to the explanation that Rabbi Nachman gives over there in Likutei Moran. Paragraph Mem Gimel, V'zeh Bechinas Gimel Parshiyos Shebekriya Shema. Based on what we've been learning till now, we'll be able to understand new insights to the three chapters of the Shema, Shehem, which are Shema, the first paragraph, Shema and V'yohavto, then V'hoyoim Shamoya, and then the third paragraph is V'yoymer, the Parsha of Tzitzit, Shehu Parsha Tzitzis, Shekovu B'kriya Shema. The third paragraph is the paragraph that deals with the mitzvah of Tzitzis, which the rabbis included as part of the Kriya Shema. Ki Gimel Parshia Seilu, Hem Keneged Gimel Regolim. Because these three Parshias of the Shema correspond to the three holidays, which are called Mikroi Kodesh. They announce the holiness of Hashem. Shebohem Mizgale Horotzoin. And it's on those three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that there is revealed and broadcasted the Rotzoin of Hashem. Kimavur Shom Bahatoira Vesor Vimhanal, as is explained very well in chapter 4 in Likutei Moran Tanina. And let's see if we can just clarify this for a moment. We mentioned that one of the main topics in that chapter on Likutei Moran is this term He'oras HaRotzoin or Hizgalus HaRotzoin. And again, Rotzoin in this context means that everything is based on the will of Hashem, nothing else, not nature, not science, not only the will of Hashem is what created everything, and only the will of Hashem is what controls everything, everything. Now, Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter in Likutei Moran explains that there are those who don't believe in that, and they try to replace Hashem, to substitute science or nature for Hashem. Scientific fact or nature or other things like that, everything within that realm. They're called Chachmei HaTeva. And Rabbeinu Zal says that unfortunately, they do a good job, meaning that there are a major part of the world does not believe in Hashem, is unaware of Hashem because of the explanations that these other guys have given for everything that's going on around us. But Rabbeinu Zal says that whenever Hashem takes off the kid gloves and Hashem starts spinning things, whenever Hashem starts showing miracles, a miracle is an example of Hizgalus HaRotzlein, where there it becomes much more difficult for these scientists and philosophers to try to explain what's going on based on natural means and scientific fact. Unfortunately, there are many people that even try to do that. They try to cover up the miracles and reinterpret what's going on. But to those who aren't looking specifically and making a point of denying Hashem, when they see miracle, when they see something that's clearly, totally different from what's natural, this makes us aware that, hey, there is a Hashem, and He is at the controls, and He can decide that He wants the ocean to flow this way or to go the other way, to become 12-layer cake. He wants the sun to set, or Hashem decided that for today, the sun is not going to set at its usual time whatsoever, as we find in the miracles that the Torah tells us throughout history. And Rabbein Ishal goes on to show that this is what our major holidays are really all about. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, when we call these Yom Tov, a good day, and we say about it Mikroi Kodesh, that it announces, it proclaims the holiness of Hashem, what it's really based on is the fact that each one of these holidays is based on miracles. Pesach, the holiday of Pesach that we celebrate, we're celebrating the fact that Hashem showed His kindness to Klal Yisrael by changing the Teva, by overriding the laws of nature completely, whether it was with the plagues that took place in Egypt, whether it's the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim leaving Egypt, the miracles at Yam Suf, all of that was Hizgalus HaRotzoin, where Hashem was making it perfectly clear to those who were willing to see that He's alive and well and controlling everything. Shavuos, we have all the miracles that accompanied Matan Torah. The Pasuk says, V'chol ha'om royin es hakoilos, that all of Klal Yisrael saw the sounds of Matan Torah. There are two miracles included in that Pasuk. Number one, that everyone was able to see. Whoever was blind up until that point was suddenly cured miraculously by Hashem. The people that couldn't hear, a person that had any physical defect, this was one of the gifts that Hashem gave at Matan Torah. Just like the Gemara says, that when a person gets married, Matan Torah is referred to as the wedding between Hashem and the Jewish people. At a wedding, we know that it's a custom to give gifts to the Chasen Kala. Hashem's gift to the Chasen Kala, to the bride and groom, is a complete pardon, a complete forgiveness for any and all sins that they might have committed in the past. A complete kapora slicha mechila, which again is a complete cure, a spiritual cure. Because the Gemara tells us, ein misa below chet, ein yisurim below avon, that death and suffering are all related to sin. So if Hashem wipes out the sins, then He's giving us a blessing of life and health and success in every way. So Matan Torah, which was also an example of the wedding between Hashem and the Jewish people, there everyone miraculously, anyone who had any physical defect, was cured and healed at the time. Sukkos, the holiday of Sukkos, we have the miracles of the clouds that accompanied the Jewish people throughout the desert. And the Gemara mentions that those clouds tailored and laundered the clothing of the Jews. There were no department stores in the Midbar to buy new clothes, etc. And the Jews had these clouds maintaining, tailoring, and laundering their clothing on a constant basis, besides removing all obstacles in their path, flattening mountains, elevating valleys, all the miracles that the holiday of Sukkot represents. So each one of these Yomim Tovim is referred to as Hizgalus HaRotzoin, Mikroi Kodesh. They announce the presence of Hashem and the Rotzoin, that everything going on is a manifestation, a display of the Rotzoin of Hashem. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us how the three Parshias of the Shema, which are also a declaration of our faith in Hashem's Rotzoin, how they correspond to these three holidays. Ve'yesh levayer beprotius. It's proper for us now to explain in detail the relationship between the three parts of the Shema and these three major holidays. Ki Parshas Shema, the first part of the Kriya Shema, which consists of Shema, Baruch Shem Kvot Malchuso, and V'yohavto, Hu Keneged Bechinas Pesach, corresponds to the holiday of Pesach, Shehu Bechinas Hizgalus HaRotzoin Bechlal. The holiday of Pesach is an example of the revelation of this Rotzoin on a general level. Ki bePesach hoyo ikar yitzias Mitzrayim boisois noiroes moi, because the holiday of Pesach reminds us of the miracles, all the miracles that accompanied the Jewish people going out of Egypt. Shalidze nizgala lein koil, through which was revealed to everybody shehakoil misnaheg beretzoyne yisborach levad, that everything is happening only based on what Hashem wants. What Paroi wanted, what the Egyptians wanted, what anybody else wanted, went out the window. Hashem made it perfectly clear and obvious that He was at the controls and that He's doing everything exactly the way He wants it to be. V'zeh b'chinas parsha Shema, that's what the first part of the Kriya Shema is all about. Shehu b'chinas kabolas oil malchus shamayim bichlal. In the first part of the Shema, we are accepting Hashem's authority on a general level. We don't get into any specifics over there. Just saying, Hashem, you're it. We love you. We're with you all the way. You're in charge. Kabolas oil malchus shamayim bichlal. Haynu shebeparsha Shema onu megalin shehashem echod. In that first part of the Shema, we announce that Hashem is one, v'hakoil b'rtzoino yisborach levad, and everything is only controlled by Hashem's will, v'roi lanu l'kabel oleinu oil malchusoi, and therefore it makes perfect sense for us to accept upon ourselves His authority. Kihu levadoi melech yochid, because He rules alone. V'ein zulosoi, there's nobody else, nobody like Him, no competition, there's no alternatives. Shezeu b'chinas Pesach, this is the message of the holiday of Pesach, shenizgale, whereby it was shown, shehakoil b'rtzoyne yisborach, that everything is under Hashem's control, v'hu levadoi moilech boilam, and only Hashem rules the world. Now, this was a pretty big chiddush at the time, because Paroi had quite a number of people convinced that he was controlling the world. The world economy was being controlled by Egypt at the time. The seven good years, seven bad years, the famine, everybody had to come on to Egypt financially, the financial center of the world. Number two, the millions of people that we know about what we had in recent years in the world, the concept of an iron curtain, where there was a country called Russia, Kishmoy Kenhu, the true fulfillment of the word Rishoim, who kept millions of people in captivity behind an iron curtain. That wasn't their innovation. That was Egypt a few thousand years ago. The Gemara says that for hundreds of years, not a single slave had escaped from Egypt. And here, which means that, talk about the kind of control that Paroi had at the time. And despite that, Hashem showed Paroi and the world who's boss. When 3 million people walked out in broad daylight, and Paroi and all of his powers couldn't do anything to stop it. Aval adayin lo nizgale beprotius retzoinois shel Hashem yisborach. However, at that point in time, Hashem had not yet revealed the specifics of what He wants, what His expectations are from the Jewish people or from mankind. Ritzoinois shel Hashem Yisborach, what Hashem's ritzoinois are, bameh nizke lavoidoisoi, how do we serve Him? How do we fulfill, comply with what He wants? V'lasois ritzoinois, to do what He wants, ad chag hashavuos hakodesh. That information, that knowledge wasn't made available until 50 days later on the holiday of Shavuos. She'oz kibalnu toiros ha'yakdoisha. That's when we receive the Torah, kol ha'aseres ha'dibrois, the Ten Commandments, she'kolul bohem kol ha'taryag mitzvois, which contain in them all 613 mitzvois. It's brought that in the Taryag, in the Aseres HaDibrois, there's exactly 613 letters corresponding to the Taryag mitzvois. And there are many other ways that the rabbis show how Hashem has actually hidden in the Ten Commandments all Taryag mitzvois. Shebohem gilalonu ritzoinoi beprotius. That's when Hashem started getting specific in revealing to us the details of exactly what he expects from us, what he wants from us. Sheritzoinoi lavoidoisoi be'elu hamitzvois. That Hashem wants us to serve him with these commandments, lishmores ha-shabbos, to keep the Shabbos, v'sharei mitzvois, and the other mitzvois, shekulam heim ritzoinois sheloi. Every one of those mitzvahs is an expression of what Hashem wants. He wants us to do this. He wants us not to do that. V'zehu b'chinas v'hoyom shamoya. That's what the second part of the Shema is all about. Shehu b'chinas kabolas oil mitzvahs. The Gemara defines that as the part of the tefillah where we're accepting upon ourselves the obligation to fulfill all the mitzvahs. V'zeh b'chinas mashikos ha-shom. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. She'tzrichin lekasher kol ha-ritzoinois l'rotzoin Hashem Yisborach. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran, in chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, says that number one, Hashem is Rotzain, and everything is being guided, dictated by the Rotzain of Hashem. But Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew's mission in this world is to take all of the Ritzainois, all of his own desires, and all of the individual Ritzainois, and connect them, plug them in to Hashem, who is called Rotzain Sheberitzainois. To attach all the individual Ritzainois to the Ritzain of Hashem, which is the king of all Ritzainois. That's the terminology that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in Likutei Moran. But when you learn that, you don't know what does that mean in practical sense. How do I do that? Rabbi Nilsson Zal now translates that spiritual terminology, taking all of the Ritzainois and plugging into the Ritzain of Ritzainois. Rav Nelson says, "Ki kol ze nase al yidei ha-toyra shekibalnu b'shvuos al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu Lashon." That mission is accomplished through the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu presented us on Shavuos. Ki al yidei ha-toyra v'ha-mitzvois mekashrin kol ha-retzoinois l'rotzon Hashem Yisborach. Because through the study of Torah and the performance of all the mitzvois, each one of those mitzvahs is an individual expression of Hashem's ratzon. By learning the entire Torah and fulfilling all of his mitzvahs, I'm attaching all of those individual ratzonos to the ultimate ratzon, which is Hashem. Who is Hashem? Ukama shekosavnu le'el al inyan birchas ahav asoy l'mayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, as I explained earlier, when we discussed the brachas of the Shema, and when he discussed this second bracha that we say both in the morning and in the evening, he showed us how the first bracha was Ma'oirois, speaking about Hashem's having created the sun and the moon, which shows again, that's one of the clear messages, that Hashem is in charge of everything, even these things which people worshipped in the olden days, the sun and the moon, that Hashem is the one who controls them. And then the second bracha of the Shema, we said, was more specific, speaking about our acceptance of Torah and mitzvahs. V'chol ze zoichin al yidei tzedaka. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to show over there in Likutei Moran that how is one zoicha to make this connection with ratzon, with the individual ratzonos and the ratzon sheberatzonos? Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the way a person does that is through the mitzvah of tzedaka, k'mo shekosu sham. Because he says that tzedakah, the Torah refers to tzedakah as nidvas leiv. Nidvas leiv means it's an expression of goodwill, ratzon tov. V'alkein, b'chol haragolim chayovim beyoser liten tzedakah. And this is why, even though a Jew is supposed to give charity all the time, the Torah makes a point of saying that when it comes to holidays, there's a special extra mitzvah of tzedakah. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash, v'somachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha, that the mitzvah on the holidays is simcha. You will be happy before Hashem, ato, you, ubincha, and your children, v'hager v'hayosim, and the converts and the orphans. And the Gemara says, why are those all being put together in one pasuk? The Gemara says, Hashem says, im ato misameach sheli, if you will see to it to make my guys happy, who are my guys? The poor people, the orphans, the widows, the converts. If you'll make them happy, ani misameach es shelcho, I'll make your kids happy. I'll make your family happy. K'may Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKadosh points out over there. V'chein mechuyovim laharbois bekarbonois. And we know in addition, another form of charity on these holidays is the karbonois that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, from which the Kohanim ate, that supported the Kohanim, all the different people. And on Yontif, there's a special mitzvah of extra karbonois, besides the usual daily karbonois. K'may Shekosu, as the Pasuk says, that when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, when you come to Yerushalayim for the holidays, don't come empty-handed. Ish kematnas yodoy, kivirkas Hashem alakech shanas aloch. Each person, according to what Hashem has blessed them with, make sure you share that blessing. Make sure you bring some of that with you when you come for the holidays. Ki korbonois heim bechinas nidvas leiv. Because the korbonos were also an expression of a person's generosity and goodwill, that desire to give. Bechinas tzedaka. K'moy shenichlelu b'pasuk echad. As we find that the Torah combines both of them in one pasuk, tzedaka and korbonos. K'moy shekosuv, as it says, moitzei sfosecha tishmor. Make sure you fulfill your pledges. If you say you're going to do something, you say you're going to give something, make sure you give it. Shenemar al hakorbonos, that pasuk is referring to a person who pledges to bring a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash, make sure you do it. Ad, and the pasuk continues. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't quote the entire pasuk, but one of the words in the pasuk there is the word beficha. And the Gemara says, beficha zu tzedaka. That refers to charity, besides korbonos. So we see that the pasuk puts them both together, korbonos and tzedaka, K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara points out in Rosh Hashanah, page 6. Ki Borigolim, because on these holidays, She'anu Tzrichin Be'yoyser, Likroyes Harotzoin Ulegaloysoi, which are the times of the year when we need to recognize that everything is Rotzoin of Hashem. Look, Hashem made miracles for us, and we're remembering those miracles. And we want to broadcast that to the world. When we get dressed up for the holiday and people look, what? Why are you getting dressed up? What happened? What happened? We were shown that Hashem is running the world. That's what happened. That's what we're celebrating on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Hashem showed everybody. He took off the curtain. He took off the covering, and he made it clear to everyone who was willing to see that he's running the world. So because this is what the holidays are really all about, Alkein Tzrichin Oz Laharbois B'Tzedakah B'Yoyser. That's why these are special times for Tzedakah, because Tzedakah is Ratzon. Tzedakah is the also his Galus HaRatzon. Okay, so it seems that if we have Pesach and Shavuos, we have everything, right? Aval Afal Pi SheKiblu HaTorah B'Shavuos. However, if you look at what happened, even though the Jewish people received the Torah on Shavuos, Chazru v'kilkalu, we messed up again. Al yedei ho'erev Rav, because of the Erev Rav, the negative influence of the Erev Rav, the Egyptians who left Egypt with the Jewish people, supposedly because they were willing to convert. Bechet o'egel, they inspired the sin of the golden calf, Shehu avodah zarah, kfirus, which is idol worship, denial of Hashem, shenimshach mi meitzach hanochosh, which comes from the source of the snake, the top of the klipas. V'hoikar, And the way that they harmed the Jewish people the most, the Erev Rav, al yedei hasfeikas hanal, was by injecting doubt into our faith in Hashem and faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shechozru v'hizgabru lahatl sofeg barotzin. They reawakened the doubts in the fact that everything is under the control of Hashem and his tzaddikim. Bibechinas, as the pasuk says there, that the Erev Rav said, Kizeh Moshe Hoish lo yodanu mehoyeloi. We have to do something now because this man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. We don't know. We're not sure. Is he alive? Is he dead? Is he gone? So therefore, we have to replace him. The Iker, as we discussed earlier in paragraph Lamed, paragraph 30, the Iker HaTikun, and therefore, even though we received the Torah on Har Sinai on Shavuos, when things really settled down, was Be'elul v'Tishrei, was during the month of Elul, climaxed by Yom Kippur on the 10th day of Tishrei, B'mem Yomim Ho'achroinim, those last 40 days, Me'elul ad Yom HaKippurim, Shehem Yemei Rotzoin, which are called Yemei Rotzoin, days when Hashem has especially good will towards us. Ad Shebis, so that's the period, because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Shavuos is when we receive the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven for 40 days to receive the Torah Shebal Peh, to receive the Luchos. He came down on Shiv Asar B'Tammuz, on the 17th of Tammuz, and that's when he saw that the Jews were worshipping the golden calf. He broke the Luchos. He went back up to heaven the next day for another 40 days, came back down on Rosh Chodesh, the day before that, telling the Jews that I have not yet succeeded. Hashem is not yet willing to take you back. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up a final round, the third round, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and kept for 40 days, and came back down on Yom Kippur with an announcement, Solachti Kedvorecha, that Hashem has agreed to forgive the Jews completely, just about, for the golden calf, and to accept us back. And he brought down the second, a replacement set of Luchos. So it's those last 40 days that really firmed up our relationship with Hashem, because the Matan Torah is referred to as a wedding. The Jews stood under the chuppah with Hashem on Shavuos, but then we're told that right afterwards they committed adultery. They went the other way. And Hashem only took us back on Yom Kippur. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ad Shebesukkos v'hoshana rabba u'shmini atzeres nigmar hatikun b'chol shana kiyadua. And it's only Yom Kippur is called the chasima, the seal. Chasmeinu b'sefer achayim. We say k'siv achsima toiva, but Yom Kippur is one seal. We're told that we receive a double seal from Hashem, and the second seal is on Hoshana Rabbah, which is at the end of Sukkot. That's when Hashem really clinches it and seals, double seals, our relationship with Him. And this is what takes place every single year. As we go through the holidays, on Pesach is when every single Jew who believes in Hashem and who believes in Moshe Rabbeinu and who believes in the holidays, on Pesach is when we're renewing our awareness of Hashem. We're being reminded, we're remembering that Hashem did miracles for our people thousands of years ago, and He's doing miracles for us today. It's not just remembering the past, it's making us aware of what's going on today, whether we see it or don't see it. That's Pesach. Shavuos is when we're really reaffirming our kesher to the Torah, to the individual Ritzonos. And on Sukkot is when we're reaching the peak of kesher with Hashem, Zman Simchaseinu, of this Ritzon, this where our Ritzon and Hashem's Ritzon are merging together in the greatest way. The Sukkot, Hu Regel Hashlishi, Sukkot is the third holiday, Gemar Hasholei Shragolim, which completes the three holidays. V'hu bebechinas parshas vayomer shebekriya shema, shu parshas tzitzis. That corresponds to the third section of the Shema, which is the parsha of tzitzis. Why? Shehem tikun halavushin. We know that tzitzis is the tikun for all of our garments, all of our clothing. Shehu bechinas sukkos, which is what the holiday of sukkos is all about. Anane hakovoid, when we remember the clouds, those miracle clouds that accompanied us in the desert. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov chapter 31, besumoy onon levushoy, when Hashem places the clouds as his garment. So we see the anonym are referred to as garments. Vehu bechinas gemar hatikun hanasa al yedei riboy hatzdaka. And this also represents the completion of this tikun, which we said is dependent on a lot of tzedakah. Why? V'alkein b'sukkos mechuyovim laharbois b'korbonos. And this is why we find that on Sukkos, on the holiday of Sukkos, we bring more korbonos than on any other holiday. We have 30, the first day of Sukkos, we bring 13 oxen, the second day 12 oxen, besides the Elim and the Kvosim, if you take a look in the Torah, the largest number of korbanos is on Sukkos. Shehem bechinas tzedaka, which we saw before, is one example of tzedaka. Shehem bechinas tzedaka beyoser. That's a major presentation of tzedaka, and again, we're doing the most on Sukkos. Interesting, Reb Chaim Vitalzal, Reb Nosson Zal doesn't mention this here, but Reb Chaim Vitalzal writes in the writings of the Arizal, and I believe it's even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that on Erev Sukkos is a very important time for a person to gather their pushkas, whatever accumulated tzedakah they have, and present it, give it. Erev Sukkos, tied into this. Ki Sukkos hu bechinas ribuy hatzedakah, bechinas korbanos. Because Sukkos represents major tzedakah, a lot of tzedakah, these sacrifices. Ki tzrichin laharbois bitzedakah mo'oid la'aniyim hagunim. Because a Jew has to give a lot of tzedakah to people who are really worthy of receiving it, to people who really need it, aniyim hagunim, kedei lechazek harotzoin b'chol pam, to strengthen this rotzoin all the time, shelo yatilu oid sofek, so that the sitrachor shouldn't be able to inject doubt in the rotzoin. Remember, the word rotzoin has multiple meanings. Rotzoin means, on one hand, that everything is the will of Hashem. Rotzain also means satisfaction. We know that a poor person, usually, that we said, Ezehu Oshir Hasoimeach Bechelkoi. The Mishnah says, who is wealthy? A person who is happy with what he has. Which means that the definition of poor is a person who is unhappy, dissatisfied. A poor person means he's lacking in Rotzayim. There's a chisaron in Rotzayim. When we take a poor person and we fill his need, we fill his Rotzayim, he wants this, he wants that, he can't have it because he doesn't have the money. And when we give him the money or we give him the thing that he's lacking, we're increasing the Rotzayim. We're filling a gap, we're filling a hole. There was a lack of a deficiency in Rotzayim, and we're filling, we're elevating him to a place of Rotzayim. We mentioned also that anger, the opposite of rotzoin, rotzoin means appeasement. When two people get into a fight, a disagreement, an argument, they're angry at each other. That's called kas or roiges. In Yiddish, the word is breiges. I'm breiges at you means I'm angry at you. Beroiges, I'm in a state of anger. The opposite of anger is rotzoin. When the two parties allow themselves to be appeased. Nispayes venisratze, that's the wording that's used. And here again, usually, when a person feels poor, when a person feels that they're lacking, that person goes around angry. Angry, why don't I have this? Why can't I do that? That kind of thing. And the concept of tzedakah is a concept of replacing that roiges with rotzoin. We're taking an unhappy, angry person and we're making them happy, satisfied. Now you're happy? Now you're satisfied? Yes, Baruch Hashem. Now I feel I have what I need. These are examples of how Rabbeinu Zal explains over there how tzedakah is this union of rotzoin. And therefore, and at these special times of hisgalus harotzoin, this mitzvah is one of the things that helps that along in a big way. V'chol zehu b'chinas tzitzis. And this issue of the clothing, the clouds which represent the clothing, is all tied into tzitzis, shehein tikkun halavushin, which are the tikkun for the garments. B'chinas tzedakah, which is also synonymous with tzedakah. B'chinas, as the pasuk says in Iyov, chapter 29, tzedek lavoshti vayalbi sheni. I cloaked myself in tzedek, and I was dressed. We see that tzedakah, the term tzedek, is associated with levush, malbushin. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes an interesting observation. V'alkein al piroiv, kishemazir haposuk al tzedakah, and this is why you'll find throughout the Torah, in most places where the Torah wants to raise our consciousness about the poor people and about tzedakah, mazkir dachku se'oni belevushoy uksusoy. The Torah mentions specifically the fact that he has no clothing, the shirt off his back. The issue it focuses on, even though he needs food, he needs drink, he needs other things, but the Torah usually focuses on the issue of clothing. Kama shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Mishpatim, that if you're going to take collateral from a poor person, make sure you give it to him when he needs it. Why? Because that's the only garment he has. This is what he needs to cover himself with. Or the pasuk in Dvarim, where it says, v'shochav b'salmosoi, and he'll be able to go to sleep in his garment, u'beirachacha, and he'll bless you for it. V'chulu. V'chein, and also in Yeshaya, chapter 38, the pasuk speaks about helping a poor person, and it says, kisire oroim v'chisisoi. When you will see a person who doesn't have clothing, and you'll cover him, then Hashem will bless you, etc. V'chein, and also in Iyov, chapter 31, im ere oyved mibli levush, if I see a person who is lost with no clothing. So we see that the Torah, in most cases, when it gives examples of poverty, it focuses on this issue of clothing. V'chein harbe, and so too many other examples. An incredible story that I had the privilege of hearing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Evrocha, which covers many bases. The topic of tzedakah and the topic of appreciation, hakoras hatoiv. The story is about a grandfather and his son and the grandson. And many people know that, especially after World War II, people came over from Europe to the United States or other places like that, and they came with nothing, but they came with rotzon. They came because they wanted to live. And that rotzon is what carried many people through the Holocaust. That rotzon was able to defy all the laws of nature and all the guns and all the everything, the concentration camps and everything. This will to live, this will to build families. And there were people who struggled very hard from nothing to build families, to earn a living, and to build up financial resources, to be able to give their kids an education, to give their kids a chance to go to school, even universities. As was the case, this person had a son, an only son, and he put everything he could into him to put him through elementary school, high school, give him the best education possible so that he could stand on his feet, so that he could have the good life. And the son succeeds financially, moves away from his father. He can't live in that neighborhood anymore. He's got to live in a real classy place that's only for wealthy, highly educated people. And he gets in touch with the father once every couple of years just to see how things are. One day there's a major blizzard, and the father is at home with the grandson, with his son, the grandson, and they hear a knock on the door. And the father's in his study, whatever he's doing. So he says to his son, the grandson, go see who's at the door. Who's crazy to be out there in this blizzard? Who's knocking on the door? The grandson runs to open the door, and he sees it's grandpa. So he runs back to tell his father it's grandpa. So he says, don't let him in. He's going to get the floor dirty, you know, with the snow. He's proud. Who knows how he... What does he want? He runs back to Grandpa and he says, Grandpa's asking if you could please, if you have any old jacket or coat to give him. He's freezing. There's no heat in his apartment. He doesn't know what to do. Maybe you have something he can use to cover himself with. So he thinks for a minute. He says, okay, run up to the attic. In one of the boxes there, you pick up the box, you'll see there's some old clothes there. Bring down one of those coats and give it to him. And tell him I'm busy right now. I can't really see him. but I hope that'll take care of it. Kid runs up, comes back down a couple of minutes later, and he runs back into the study to his father to show him what he brought. And he shows him half a coat. So the father looks at it and he says, what happened? The moths got to it. How did it get like that? He says, no, Daddy, I cut it in half. I'm saving the other half for you. When you get old, I want to have the other half for you. When you come and you need a coat, I'll have the other half for you. This story was told as a very special message. The Gemara says, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Shlach Lachmucha al Pnei Amayim, that one of the many reasons for a person giving tzedakah, the Gemara says, is because a person never knows if they or any of their descendants will ever need help. If the person is zoicha to make the proper steps to give, then when they need or any of their descendants need, Hashem will make sure that they'll be able to have also. Spoke about tzedakah and clothing. This is a very, very special story. V'zeh b'chinas tfila lo'oni kiyatoif. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives another few proofs showing how throughout the Torah, whenever it speaks about poor people, it usually highlights this issue of the clothing, because he wants to show how that third paragraph of the Shema, which speaks about tzitzis, which is the tikkun halavushim, that paragraph represents the union of tzedakah, tzedek lavoshti. Shemechane dachkus huanius b'shem atifa. In that paragraph also, it describes the suffering of the poor person as a person who's wrapped up. Dahainu, she'ein loy b'ma lahatif. He doesn't have what to wrap himself in. Tfila loni, the prayer of the poor person, kiyatoif, when he's trying to wrap himself, and he doesn't have a garment to wrap himself with, rakhu misatev b'tsarosoy b'doich kaivoinov. The Gemara says, what does he wrap himself in? He wraps himself in his suffering. That's his garments. That's what he's wrapped up in. K'may Shapirish Atmor Zal al posuk nafshom bohem tisatov. As Rabbeinu Zal in Likutei Moran explains the posuk in Tehillim, where it says, they wrap their souls in themselves. Shemisatev mineu bei. This refers to a person who feels naked. He feels like he has nothing. So what does he wrap himself in? He wraps himself in himself. V'gam dachkus he'oni b'mezoinois. We find in addition that even when the Torah speaks about the poor person being lacking in food, mechana b'shem atifa, the Torah uses this term to wrap, W-R-A-P. K'may shekosuv, as it says in Eicha, ho'atufim barov. They are wrapped up in hunger. They are embraced. So we see again this focus on the clothing. When we talk about tzedakah, helping the poor person, there's this focus on the clothing, covering, wrapping oneself. Ki tzedakah male umesaken pegam nefilas hadas shel hayomim shenoflu al yedei hazakenim she'en lohem shleimus. K'may shekosuv sham. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, in that chapter, that we spoke, one of the things he speaks about there is the two types of elders. The elders, the people who, as they get older, they're always growing. They're always adding new das, new mitzvahs to their lives. They're not in retirement mode. They're not in park or in reverse. But rather, they're moving forward every day, increasing their awareness of Hashem, knowledge of Torah, mitzvahs, and everything. That's the zakenim of Kedusha. Then there's the zakenim of the Sitra Achra, who Rabbeinu Zal said, because of the fact that they are not moving forward at all, they're not adding Kedusha or mitzvahs of Torah to their lives, the Sitra Achra is able to draw energy, strength from them, from that chisor, from that lack of holiness, lack of das. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is ratzon, the mitzvah of tzedakah is one of the things that corrects this problem. It destroys the power of the sitra achra, which it's drawing from those zikenim of the sitra achra. Shemishom hoyoyonik metzach anochosh chochmas hateva ein shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows there in Likutei Moran that the metzach anochosh, these chachmei hateva, these scientists who don't believe in Hashem, they draw their spiritual power from those zakenim. And those zakenim, we said, are usually angry, grumpy people. A person who isn't doing anything good with them, who feels that they're not doing anything positive, then they're in negative mode, anger, dissatisfaction. And again, tzedaka is the opposite of that. Tzedaka promotes satisfaction, joy, happiness. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Ki ikar pegam kol hachochmos harois shel chachmei hateva nimshach mipegam halavushin. Because the main problem of all those who are studying secular wisdom, and again, in a manner where they're denying Hashem. We're not talking about people who study secular wisdom to be knowledgeable, where that's replacing Yiddishkeit. That's instead of Torah. They don't feel an obligation to study Torah. They're focusing only on the secular studies. And again, they're being programmed that this is instead of religion. Religion is for people who can't hack it in the real world, who can't make it as doctors and lawyers and scientists. They need religion, chas v'shom. That's the crutch, chas v'shom. That's the way it's being presented. So Rav Nosson Zal says, the main pegam of these chochma yisroi sa v'chachma teva comes from levushin, from the garments, meaning, al yidei shepogmu b'mitzvah satoira, because of the fact that they deny the mitzvahs of the Torah, shekulam heim bechinas levushim v'tzimtzumim v'kelim, the terminology that's used in the Sforum is that the Torah and all of its mitzvot are garments through which we can receive Hashem's light, through which we can perceive Hashem. Just like when we look at a person, lahavdil, we look at a person, what we don't see the inside, we see them via their clothing. We see what they're wearing, etc. And that, in many cases, broadcasts who that person is, what they're all about. Lahavdil, kavyochol by Hashem, the Torah and mitzvot are referred to as the levush of Hashem, kavyochol. Hashem moloch geus lovesh, kavyochol. Hashem has this garment also. And again, those who deny Hashem, those who replace the Torah with secular wisdom, they have been poigim in the levush. They've been poigim in the malbush. Ki bechinas harotzon biatzmoi, iefsher lekabel. Because to receive directly from Hashem, the Rotzon, this light called Rotzon from Hashem, it's impossible, may ribui oyer, because it's too bright a light, shegoyrim shviras kelim, which can cause the vessels to burst, as we've learned many times. Ki ribui Hashemin goyrim kibui aner. On these oil lamps, if you turn up the wick too high, where you're feeding too much oil into it, instead of the light going up, it extinguishes it. It puts out the light. Umishom kol hatuusim v'hakfirois shalchach miateva. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is actually the cause and the source of all the mistakes of these kind of scientists and people with the secular wisdom who deny Hashem. Sheboim mizuamas hanocha shakadmoini, where they draw from the tumor of the original snake, mimeitzach hanachosh, Sheroitzim lahasig miyad elokusa yisborach b'li kelim ulevushim digdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says now, you want to know what their problem is in many cases? What causes people to deny Hashem and to go off track, to go into the study of these other secular wisdoms and make that their life, their career and everything? Rav Nosson Zal says what causes it many times is that these people want to understand everything right away. They want answers. They have questions about Hashem, about religion, and they want it. They want the answers all up front, right away, without being willing to take the time and effort that it takes to prepare the kelim, the vessels, and the levushim, the garments that are needed to be able to receive this light, this knowledge of Hashem in a healthy, positive way. This is how the Sforum explained that if a Jew wants to come close to Hashem, it requires effort. You have to build kelim. You have to make vessels into which you can be able to receive knowledge of Hashem, recognition of Hashem. Those kelim are the Torah, the mitzvahs that everybody does. The Alkain, and therefore, Tchilas Hatikun Shel Eitz Hadas Toivora Hoy Al Yidei Levushin. If you take a look in the Torah, right after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, what's the next event that happens? Clothing, garments. Kama Shikosva, as it says, Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam LaIshtoi Kos Nasor VaYalbishim. Hashem made for Adam and Chava garments, and he dressed them. What does that mean? Ki betchilo hayu shnehem arumim v'lo yisboshoshu. Because before the Eitz Hadas, Adam and Chava did not have any physical garments, and there was no shame or embarrassment. Ki lo hayu tzrichim levushim gashmiim. They didn't need physical clothing. Rak dakim v'ruchniim oid. They only needed spiritual, fine spiritual garments. Bechinas kosnos oir, which are referred to as garments of light, as the Gemara says, and the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about. That's what they had before the Eitz Hadas. They had garments of oir with an aleph. V'alkein be'emes nitztavu u'mei Eitz Hadas toivara loisoich lomimenu. And this is the reason why Hashem instructed them, do not eat from the Eitz Hadas, which has good and bad in it. Shemishom kol hachakiroi sorois shel chachmi ateva. Because the Eitz Hadas is the source of all the whole study of philosophy and science as being studied by those people again who deny Hashem. Kemuva besforim akdoshim, as is brought in all the holy sforim, that it all originates from the Eitz Hadas. That's this das of the Sitrachra. That's these secular wisdoms. Aval achar shehanochosh hisgoro bohem. However, after the snake attacked Adam and Chava, v'hisisam lechol misham, and he convinced them to eat from the Eitz Hadas, at shebo l'kfirus, to the point where they came to deny Hashem, k'moshom razal, as the Gemara shows in Sanhedrin, daf lamed hei, that the act of eating from the Eitz Hadas was an act of kfira, because the nochash offered them, you eat from this, you'll be like Hashem. You'll be like Hashem means that it's not Hashem echod, Hashem said to him, "V'yisam kelikim." That means there's more than there'll be Hashem and you. Al yedei shenichnesu b'chakirois shel Eitz Hadas toivara, as a result of them engaging in the analysis of the Eitz Hadas toivara, b'li levushim, without having the proper garments, without having the proper kalim for it. Al kein, therefore, acharkach, afterwards, kishe'osak Hashem yisborach b'tikunam, when Hashem was involved in repairing the damage, osolahem levushim. Bechinas kosnasur, Hashem made for them garments, these garments of leather, oir, or skin. Ki ato, because now after the Eitz Hadas, ikar hatikun al yidei tikun halavushim. The main tikun is through these garments, shehem bechinas tzitzis utfilin, which represent especially these two major mitzvahs, tzitzis and tfilin, shehem levushin deshchinta, which are referred to as the garments of the Shekhinah, Dehi Anya Begalusa. And we know that while we're in this state of exile, the Shekhinah is referred to as poor, Oni. We mentioned the Pasuk a few days ago, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim where it says, please Hashem, do not allow the poor person to come back in shame and embarrassment, you know, to come back empty-handed. And the first letters of that Pasuk, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichlam, spell Aleph Talit Nun Yud, which is the Shekhinah, the name of Hashem, the Shekhinah. That's how the Shekhinah is referred to when we're in exile, that we are in a state of poverty, and Kaviyochel, the Shekhinah, Hashem's honor, is in a state of poverty, impoverished. Ki hi ksuso levado, and as the Tikkuni Zohar says on that Pasuk, ki hi ksuso levado, because this is the only garment it has, the Zohar Kodesh says, do tzitzis. This refers to the tzitzis that we wear. These are garments for the Shekhinah. V'alkein tzitzis hu b'chinas tzedaka. And this is why the mitzvah of tzitzis symbolizes, represents the inyan of tzedaka, b'chinas tikun halavushin, which is the tikun for the garments. Remember we said the poor man is especially lacking in clothing. Clothing means kavod, don't forget. We mentioned many, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as his kavod. And usually, person that's poor, the thing that hurts him most is that lack of self-respect, that lack of self-confidence, that I'm nothing, I'm a failure, I can't provide for my family, that kind of thing, Rachmon al-Islam. And that's this issue of the clothing, the kavod. Through the tikkun of the garments is how we defeat the meitzach hanochosh, umizgaber hizgalos harotzoin, and we strengthen the broadcasting of this message that everything is Ratzon Hashem. V'ze b'chinas Sukkos. This is the holiday of Sukkos. Shehu gemar tikkun haragolim, which is the completion of the three holidays. B'chinas besumoy onon levushoy. We see the pasuk compares the clouds to clothing. V'ze b'chinas parsha gimel shel kriya shma. And this is that third chapter of the Shema. Shehu parshas tzitzis. Shekovu b'kriya shma. The parsha of tzitzis, which our rabbis included as part of the Shema. Sheboy nizkar yitzias Mitzrayim, because there also is mentioned the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Sheoz hoya ikar hisgalus haratzayim. That's one of the main times when Hashem revealed this ratzayim. V'chol hagimel regolim heim zecher liyitzias Mitzrayim. And we know that in fact all three holidays commemorate the miracle of yitzias Mitzrayim. And this is what Sukkos is all about, which completes the set of the three holidays. V'alkein nizkar gimel parshis gimel pomim tzitzis b'parshas tzitzis, and this is why we find that the word tzitzis is mentioned three times in that paragraph. Keneged shalosh regolim, showing us that in tzitzis is included all three holidays. All three parshiyos of the Shema. Va'ayin behilchas orev, halacha gimel anal. Take a look in Likut halachas, choshen mishpot, hilchas orev, halacha gimel, shom mevor gam kein inyan hasholosh regolim, v'rosh hashanah yom kippur al pi ha'Torah anal. Rav Nosson says, there also I explained the three holidays and Rosh Hashanah yom kippur based on that chapter in Likut Imran, chapter 4 in the second half of Likut Imran. Shekulam heim bechinas tikunim legaloi soras harotzen boilam. That the main theme behind these holidays is the singing of hisgalos harotzen, broadcasting, making everybody aware that Hashem is in control, that everything is rotzen Hashem. Achsham hu besignoi nachar ktsas. However, there, Rav Nosson Zal says, I presented it in a little bit of a different flavor. Ki ayin anpin lo raisa, because we know that there are 70 interpretations to the Torah, 70 faces of the Torah. V'hakoil oyle el mokam echor. And it all really leads up to the same place. V'alkein kiyum kol ha-Torah hu al yedei tzitzis. And this is why when a person puts on tzitzis, it's as if he's fulfilling the entire Torah. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says there, v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem zuminus. In the parsha of tzitzis, it says you wear these tzitzis so that you will not follow the wrong influence of your heart. And the Gemara says that refers to minus, atheism, denial of Hashem. Leman tizkeru, and we're wearing the tzitzis to remember v'asisem es kol mitzvoisoi, and to fulfill all the mitzvos, v'hiyisem kedoshim lalekechem, and be holy for Hashem. Ki ikar kiyum ha-Torah hu al yedei tzitzis. Because the main fulfillment of the entire Torah is through the mitzvah of tzitzis, shehu b'chinas tikkun halavushin, which is the tikkun of the garments, the clothing, b'chinas tzedaka, charity, shemachnia meitzach hanochosh, which defeats the other side, the nochosh, the sitra achra, sheroitze levatel kol ha-Torah chasashon, this defeats those scientists and philosophers who are trying to do away with the Torah, al yedei deoiseum horois shel chachmei ha-teva, through their wrong opinions, through their negative opinions, sheyoim kemishom, from which the chachmei ha-teva draw from. V'chei mevor ba-Torah mishpotim b'simen zayin, Rav Nosson Zal is, we find also in chapter 7 in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal shows there, Shetzitzis Bechinas Emuna, that tzitzis is where we show our faith in Hashem. Again, V'lo Yisasuru Achrei Levavchem. Tzitzis has the 613 in it, showing that I'm totally with Hashem. Kama Shekosu Shom Amayim Rabba Bar Barchona, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there, on the story of Rabba Bar Barchona, Tov Va'achvelach Tura De Sinai, where the merchant said to Rabbi Barchana, come with me, and I will show you Har Sinai. Dehadro le'akrabi, which has scorpions going all around it. Shehem atzas hanochosh, which Rabbeinu Zal explained there, those scorpions represent the advice of the Sitra Achra. V'kaimu, when they appear, ki chamri chivrsa, like white mules, white donkeys, shehem b'chinas tzitzis. And Rabbeinu Zal explained there, that represents the white strings of the tzitzis, shemachnia noisam, which are machnia, the snakes and the scorpions, umekaimim es ha-toira, and they represent the fulfillment of the entire Torah, ayin sham. Look over there and you'll see more on this.